Blog Talk Radio.
Open Sesame!
Welcome to Internet Radio's first magazine show, where you get entertainment, celebrity, love, dating, new, business, health, and fashion. All presented to you on Plus Size Life Entertainment, where being plus size is never a negative. By your host, here's Jackie and Zuhaila.
Welcome to Plus Size Live Entertainment, where being plus size is never a negative. I'm your host, Jackie.
And I'm your host, Zuhaila. Hey. Welcome back.
Welcome.
Jackie,
I know.
How have you been?
Good.
I know. I was in Mexico. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, you had a nice little improv vacation. That was awesome.
I did, because my birthday's on Thursday, so that was why I was like a little birthday trip and a Pittsburgh break at school, and I needed to get away from those little kids.
Nice. Yep. Hey, somebody, you need a break, shoot. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Being a teacher is not an easy thing. It's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so how are you? Is your mom still in town? Everything good, or is she left?
Yeah, still in town. No, still in town.
Still in town.
Chaos,
so no vacation for you yet.
No vacation for me. I'll need one when she leaves.
Yeah. So
yeah.
We still.
Mama,
you got a break.
Yeah. Mhm. We okay.
Dominican locura.
Yeah. Exactly.
The craziness.
So,
I know.
Yeah.
My family
would
be driving me nuts. But we have a great show for you today.
And for
so many crazy things that, you know, have been popping up on the internet and, like, we want to talk about with you guys. And just kind of, you know, just touch base on everything that's been going on in the plus size community and issues that we've been, like, having. And also just rude comments. We have an interesting story about a man's rude comments later on in the show, and that's gonna be very interesting, because I think that was like that's our love and dating, and it's a little ridiculous some of the things this man said. But first up, we have entertainment, and we have some saucy news that, you know, speculation about something that was posted after the Met Gala, which is one of my favorite things to watch. Obviously, it's both of ours.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this in length a few weeks ago about the Met Gala and all our favorite outfits. But, so tell us, Jackie, a little bit about Janelle Monáe.
Well, apparently they're saying, first of all, I didn't even know Janelle Monáe was gay. So welcome.
Uh-oh, I knew.
But I really didn't know. I was like, what? I didn't know that. And then now they're here, they're saying, or speculating that her and Lupita Luongo is supposedly they're dating, or they were getting frisky at the Met Gala party or something. So I was like, what? What happened? I didn't even, like, it was just, so I don't know. Do you think it's speculation? Another article was saying that she might be doing it to get her ex jealous, supposedly. But I'm not sure.
Oh, Janelle's ex?
I'm not sure. Supposedly, what happened?
Yeah, no, that she was with somebody for a while who was in, what's that movie called? Oh, she was in Creed and a whole bunch of stuff. Test something. Tess Thompson, they were together for a while. So Tess Thompson and her were together for a while. So it could be that maybe they're trying to, but then people are also speculating it because Lupita Neon did leave some, like, weird Twitter messages that made people think that maybe she, you know, like, either lesbian or that she's, like, bisexual. Tess Thompson, she is bisexual. She's not a full
lesbian. Lupita or Janelle?
No, Tess, no. Janelle is gay. Her ex was bisexual, Tess Thompson.
Oh, okay, got it.
there could be a chance that Lupita is also just bisexual, because that's been on the radar because of that Twitter stuff. And
they're both gorgeous, though.
I know, they're really, like, ridiculously gorgeous.
Yes.
Yeah, like, they have, like,
wow.
I'm, like, kind of, like, nuzzling, and, like, there's pictures of them, like, nose-to-nose, like, close.
Nice. Well, I don't know.
It's a little interesting. So we don't know exactly what's going on yet. They haven't openly come out about a relationship, but they were very huggy and touchy with each other. So we'll see.
I'm surprised.
It'd be a really, like, I feel like that would be such a cool Hollywood couple.
Yeah, they would look cute.
Just such, like, cool women too. Like, she makes such good music, and Lupita's just, like, very much, like, this is gorgeous, and she, you know, she's won an Academy Award. She's so ridiculously talented.
I know.
So,
I mean, Janelle was like, yeah, Janelle was my favorite, one of my favorite looks in the Met Gala carpet or whatever. And so I was talking about her, and then now to hear this, I was like, whoa, what happened? But okay, if they're together, then good for them. You know, we'll just see how it goes, if it's true. Because people right now are just rumoring, so we'll never know. You know how the internet is.
Also, just a little shout out to the Fandango ladies who walked at, because we're talking about you know, gay relationships and whatever. This past Sunday was AIDS Walk in New York City, and a group of my theater people all went out. The Fandango girls from my show for charity, they all went out and marched in the AIDS Walk. And just
remember,
please support, donate money. AIDS Walk, it's a very important cause, especially for the gay community. And I wish I could have been there. I had a family event I had to be at that day. But everybody who did walk, shout out to you guys. It was awesome.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you know this, but I worked for Gay Men's Health Crisis for almost 8 years, and I've worked every AIDS Walk until last year. I didn't go this year because I'm no longer with the company, but I still keep in touch with them, and I worked there last year and all the years before that, so it's a fun day. It's always been a fun day, and the process goes.
Yeah,
I'm
really sad that I didn't get to go, but this year I'm trying to go to the gay parade with my friends in June with a whole group of theater people that we wanted. They always march, and I have never actually been. I've been to the Jackson Heights gay parade. Like, I grew up around the corner.
Oh, no, you got
to
go.
So I went to, like, every single year. But I've never been to the Manhattan one. And so
you
I'm
have
really
to
excited
go to,
the to be a part of it. I'm super excited about it. And, and if Jackie,
you
if you're going
to
be there, then we definitely are going to do a meetup. Like, it's going to be lit.
Yeah, GMAC always has a float. I've been on the float and off the float, so it's really, really fun. I'm actually going to see if they'll put me on the float this year. I'll ask the favor. I don't know. It's so fun to be on it.
Yeah.
But I'll ask them to see if that means maybe.
Awesome. My mom also works for Planned Parenthood is opening a trans clinic currently. And my mom's working on being one of the help and counselors of the trans clinic to help get hormone treatments and stuff. So that's also a shout out. She just started that job, and I think that since we're talking about gay stuff, we're gonna shout out all the awesome people who do things for the community and just kind of help out and, you know, make the community safer, because there have been a recent one this weekend actually with a woman was killed, who they found dead, who had been missing, who was a trans woman. And it's like very, very sad. And also, it's just like, it makes you think about it more. Like, we need to show up, be straight, whatever you are, need to show up and support the community, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's always stupid. Like, I don't know. It's just, there's always something, you know? So, people have to just just be careful, I guess. I mean,
siempre hay algo, like the Dominican would say.
Siempre. Siempre, siempre, siempre. So, sorry, I got off track because of this. Don't forget to listen in on Sundays on the Hip Hop Christian Connection with host Tasha Little Queen. And when we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more. Something about Jesse Williams you want to hear and his ex and some little Rihanna stuff. So when we come back, you're going to be listening now to Extentacion with Little Pump, Maluma, and Sway Little Arms Around You. You're listening to Jackie and Suhela on Plus Size Life Entertainment.
Welcome back to Plus Size Life Entertainment.
I'm your host, Jackie.
Oh. And I'm your host, Suhela. Remember, being plus is never a negative.
Yes. Never, 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 never.
We wanted to talk a little bit about Jesse Williams and his ex, Aaron Drake Lee, who, if you don't know, Jesse Williams is an actor from Grey's Anatomy. He's famous from Grey's Anatomy. He's been in lots of other things. I grew up knowing him from The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, too. And he's and then Because I always had, like, such a crush on him when I saw him in that movie. Because I was, like, 16, mm-hmm. you know?
Aww.
So he's been, over the last year, has been going through kind of a messy divorce. And Aaron J. Tweedy.
And his
recently,
ass is plucked off. So.
She is. That's, and, like.
Yeah,
and
so that's good.
Really bad, but it's definitely a part of the reason they got divorced, because she, I remember it's like there have been articles where it's like lists of celebrities who have like ugly or like, you know, like their partners don't match them. Is like I've seen articles
oh
where
God.
They have like lists of people, and she always
they actually did an article
list,
about that.
I don't think that. Yeah, like, there was a list, and it's like celebrities with unlikely partners, and
oh
it's just like
God.
Celebrities have. So like what's her name? The big boob redhead from Mad Men. I forget her name all the time. I can't think of her name right now. It's so crazy. But anyway, she's married to a really goofy looking guy. And people are always trying. So like, she was on that list. And I remember being like, okay. And my sister actually knows that guy because he's a comedian. But she has, mm-hmm. like, for her being such a, you know, Christina Hendricks, that's her name. So for
okay.
her to be, you know, this gorgeous bombshell, and she's plus size, too. She's a size 14 with this figure that's, like,
wow.
incredible. Everybody's always talking about her figure. She's, like,
nice.
So super gorgeous. And then she's, like, with this, like, goofy, you know, curly-haired, skinny guy. And so I saw... He was one. They were one of the people on the list, and Jesse Williams is also one of those people. And his wife is a plus size, and she's like an average woman. She doesn't look like a celebrity. She doesn't dress like over the top. She's not like a fashionista. So she seems always very plain in comparison to like this movie star. And I think that had to play a part. And like she said, so
yeah, because probably
people
was getting
article,
to them.
Is that a part of the issue was the standard of Hollywood and the way that she was kind of left in a corner. She says she took care of the house. She left the career of being a real estate agent in New York.
Wow.
To be the you know to move to California, and you know. Pick up her whole life so that Jesse could follow his dream. And now they're in this, like, predicament where, like, she built him and did all this for, you know, for him, but got kind of shoved to the corner, stay at home. She didn't have a community of people. She, like, didn't have relationships with any of, even, you know, co-stars, all these actresses he knew. They had nothing in common.
Yeah, of course.
And she was a very, like, normal girl. She wasn't somebody who wanted to be a part of that Hollywood life. And
it's tough when you marry somebody into
the
life.
Place.
Yeah, that's tough.
Thing.
When you marry into the life, you just can't get out of it. I mean,
and the thing is, she didn't marry into the life. She married him when he was still a struggling actor. She stood by him while he became an actor. And I think that's, like, a rough situation. I'm like, I get it. You know, my husband doesn't want to have any type of notoriety. He would never want to be in the spotlight. But he knows that that's what I want. And it's something we
have
to have that, like, that middle ground. And if you don't keep that middle ground where the other person also has something, because she just became a stay-at-home wife. And I think that's the other thing. My husband has his own interests and his own, you know, dreams of doing what he wants to do, and he has an art career that, you know, he's an artist, so that's what he wants to do, but it's not, you know, art is visual art, so it's not something that he wants fame, you know, it's that he wants to be able to create. And I think that's a rough situation. If you don't have something to live for, like, and have your own goals, you end up like, swallowed by the other person's career. And
it's true.
And that's not fair.
And sometimes when they have the same career, too, it's bad because one is more successful than the other, even though they have the same career, and that jealousy starts, you know? So that's another.
They could be
They have different careers,
it could be just, it could be being apart because they have the same career, you know, like if you're traveling on two different sets and you have no, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can't be together for 3 months out of the year, that's rough too. You know, so
wow.
that's one of those things I always, I'm always like, that's a challenging thing to find a balance with. And
yeah.
I think they never got to that place that once he got famous, that they were able, and I mean, they have two kids together. And now they're going through like a,
I know.
They were going through a really serious divorce situation because she doesn't have money of her own at this point because she stopped working to make his career happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
wow.
So, it's a really, it's one of those situations that you're just very, you feel bad, but she is coming up great. She's going to have her own podcast just like us, and it's called,
aww,
this is
nice,
the best yes. thing. The name of her podcast is Babies Are Trash, because it's a two mom. It's her, she found this friend who's also a mom, and so they're two moms struggling, being, you know, dealing with being moms, and so it's called Babies Are Trash. And
oh yeah, moms are gonna be loving.
Kind of tell
moms
the reality. And she talks about it like you really can't have it all, and trying to expect to have it all is always just gonna make things worse on you. You just gotta take it day by day, and that's kind of what their podcast is about. So we take it day by day when it comes to our body positivity, and they're taking it. About being moms and you know, the whole idea of motherhood. And so apparently their first episode of their podcast came out for Mother's Day this year. So, and it's about childbirth.
Nice.
That's their first episode, is the topic is childbirth. So it should be a really interesting, I'm really excited to listen to it once I read about it and the fact that they came up with that hysterical name. I'm really interested in actually watching it, actually listening to it. So, you know, hopefully that works out for her and that she's able to create her own career out of something that she's passionate about, which is being a mother. And I think that that's awesome in itself. So hopefully everything works out
and
for
awesome
her.
At the same time.
I wish her the best. Yeah,
me too. Wish her the best.
I hope everything works out for her because being in that position is not easy. So.
Yes.
And so now to our Rihanna news, because we love Rihanna so much.
Yes. Oh, yes. So apparently she's became the first woman to create an original fashion line with LVMH. So, okay. So to get this straight, because I was looking into this and I'm like, wait. What do you mean the first woman to create an original fashion line? Because there's so many women doing fashion lines now. So what's so specific about that she's doing it with, what is it, Louis Vuitton, Givenchy, Marc Jacobs? Is she like up there with them? I wanted to know like what's the specific, like why is this more, I guess, more bigger than everybody else that's doing a fashion line? That's what was throwing me off. I was like, okay, she's the first woman, but...
So LVMH, Moët Hennessy, Louis Vuitton SC, also known as LVMH, is a French multinational luxury goods conglomerate. So the thing is that Louis Vuitton hasn't had any other designers on their... They've never come out with, like, lines with other people. So, like, they've never done a collab with Beyonce or a collab with somebody. So, this is the first time that, like, a woman like this is doing this type of collab with this particular company. It's a big deal, I guess. I'm a fashion person, so I don't know all the logistics of it. But they said that it's been since, like, forever since someone else did a line with them. It's been years and years since that. It was like over 40 years or something. And so it should be interesting because I love everything she's done with her makeup line. I've heard great things about her underwear line, the Fenty Savage. I have friends who love their bras and love the pants because they're like super sexy and really like it. She has a whole lingerie line. And it's called Fifty Savage. That's supposed to be like really nice, and it's like it's fairly affordable because everybody buys Victoria's Secret, and it comes out about the same, you know. If everybody buys it, you change it up because I don't know anybody who doesn't buy underwear at Victoria's Secret. So to change it up, that, you know, she has her own underwear line, and that has been very successful.
So it looks like it's going to be like a high-end, like one of those high-end designer,
It's going to be a French
like the
fashion
Versace's
house.
Of the world.
It's going to be its own. Yeah. She's going to have her own French fashion house.
Nice.
Which is like the fashion houses, like French fashion houses are huge deals, you know? So that's big.
Remember
for somebody who's a celebrity.
Yeah. Remember how last time we were talking about that she didn't show up to the Met Gala, and we're like, well, we haven't seen her in a while, so maybe, I guess she's busy with this, which is why she hasn't been on a washer in a while. She hasn't been singing. So
no,
I guess she was doing this.
I think she's diversifying, because, and I know I'm not the only person who feels this way about Rihanna. I love Rihanna, like, as a person. But as a singer, I am not a fan of her voice. It's not something that appeals to me. It's amazing. Because I love the music. It's so catchy. It's so fun. I love being with my girls and just singing along. And bitch better have my money. You know, like, just having fun with it. But in reality, I don't think that she's a very talented singer. And if you listen to her live, and I know people have gone to listen to her live and have hated the show because they're like, oh, wow, she can't sing. Not like, you know, going to a Beyonce show and being like, oh, my God, she's, like, the greatest singer I've ever heard, you know?
Oh, my God, I never heard a live
song. My husband went and saw her at a live concert once, and he was like, it was so bad, she was out of tune. But she's not generally a great singer. And you could tell by, like, her range. She doesn't sing very high. She sings very, like, in the same area all the time.
Wow.
And, like, as a vocalist, like, I know her range, and her range isn't huge. And so I'm not a huge fan of her voice. And when you think about someone who's a singer, like Aretha Franklin, no one would care if she was the ugliest woman alive. They would pay a ticket, you know, to see her sing,
exactly,
even if she was sitting in a wheelchair on the stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As she gets older.
Yep.
But part of Rihanna's appeal is her sexiness and her youthful, you know, like her crazy antics when she performs.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually she will get old and won't be able. She'll be like Madonna. Madonna's a little played out. Every time you see her perform, you're like, stop doing. She's not like the best, and everyone knows that about. That's what she reminds
me of. Good
entertainers. Like our.
Yeah, they're good entertainers.
She's our generation's Madonna, like very controversial, like swearing almost nothing, but they're not the most talented singer out there.
Yeah,
Beyonce could be crippled in a wheelchair. Doesn't matter if she doesn't dance and she's wearing a giant muumuu. Beyonce can sing.
Yeah, she could.
You know what I mean? Like she can sing, and she could sing as you know anyone out the water. So. That's the thing, like, Beyonce doesn't need to do anything in her life, and she'll still sell a ticket if she's singing. But Rihanna doesn't have that, and to me, I think that's why she has to find these outlets, and with these outlets, she'll be famous for the rest of her life.
Exactly.
She won't die out. You know
money.
How some singers just, yeah.
Yes, they die out. No, they need to do other stuff, because, and first, the youth doesn't stay forever, so, you know, eventually... They
youth wears out,
whatever,
and the sexiness wears off, you know,
well,
and that's what she is. She's like very ouchy, you know.
Okay, got it.
Or you could be like Madonna and really try to wear nothing still in your like late 60s and 70s. And I mean, she still sells tickets, but I wouldn't go see a singer like that if they couldn't sing. In their old age, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yep.
So, to me, Rihanna is finding a way to make her money and stay relevant, because there are lots of singers that disappeared from the 90s, because it's like, that's it, they look at Britney Spears.
They never did anything
else. She's like doing her thing, but she's not, because she's not the greatest singer and she doesn't have the sex, like, you know, the full on appeal anymore. She'll like eventually die out, and she doesn't have the brand. She has no brand. She has nothing that can like hold her, sustain her for the rest of her life, really. Other than
being an icon
of like the 90s.
They have
to think about what's the next step, and rappers do it too. Rappers are like, I can't be a rapper forever. You can't just be a guy who's like, oh, I got all this bling, and you're 60 years old, you know? Jay-Z retired for a reason. Like, you know,
because
he's come back like three times, but the reasoning for his retirement, he's like, I look stupid, but he's been able to continue to come back, I think, because he married someone as young as Beyonce is. Like, she's not even, like, 35.
Wow.
And he's
in his,
like, Jay-Z is closer to my dad's age than, you know.
Oh, wow.
So.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah,
he's
in his late
40s. They got to do what they got to do. So, okay. Don't forget to tune in on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. with host Rolls Royce on Soul Paradise to hear the best of all town, Memphis souls, and highlights from the 50s, 60s, 70s. And next, we'll be listening to Cardi B and Bruno Mars' song, Please Me. You're listening to Jackie and Suhaila with Plus Size Life Entertainment.
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and the LoveZoneUSA.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Hey, welcome back to Plus Size Life. Hey.
Entertainment.
Ah, that song never gets old, right?
I love that song so much. I don't know why I love mm-hmm. it so much, but I really do. It makes me feel so like, yeah, girl, you get it.
Yeah, like she's, yep. Oh, yeah,
all
yeah.
you gotta do, ladies, this summer is put on your bathing suit and then put on Please Me and stand in front of the mirror, and I promise you'll feel good about yourself.
Mm, yep. Oh, my God. Even if you're home alone. Even if you're home alone, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Go in front of the mirror, look at yourself a little, be like, yo, I'm fire right now.
I know. Aww.
And if you...
Yeah.
So, also, ladies and gentlemen, we would love to hear from you guys. Please call in if you have any questions or you want to comment on one of our articles or on one of our conversations that we're having, whether it be gay, trans rights or, you know, who Janelle Monáe is dating or what you think about, you know, different health issues that we have. We would love to hear from you guys. Our phone number is 347-539-5729. And remember, you can also leave us messages on Instagram. At Plus Size Life Entertainment or on our Facebook, Plus Size Life Entertainment. Leave us comments, messages. We will read them. We will answer your questions. Promise you.
Yay.
We want to hear from you guys. We want feedback. We want to know what you guys want to talk about. That would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Or personal Instagrams too. Mine is IamJackie_A. And Suhaila, you're just at Suhaila, hers is easier.
At Suhaila, and my name is spelled Z-U-H-E-I-L-A. I know I have a strange name, but it pays off because I'm able to get my name for all my social mm-hmm. media. I'm just Suhaila because it's, no one else has my name.
Because nobody has it. It's true. Nobody has it.
Yeah,
I
don't have
heard that name. Like, never with a Z. You have it with a C. I feel like like similar name that sounds like it, but never that one. So you have a unique name.
Yeah.
That's
I have
it.
A cousin named Zuleika.
Oh, okay.
And I met multiple Zuleikis and Zuleikas and stuff, but Suhaila, I've never met another one like in person. I've heard of one girl from through a friend who went to school that had a friend that whose sister's name was Zuleika. But I've never met them. I don't know if they spell it the same way as me. So, I'm the lonesome one on Instagram. I get my full name. So that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have our health segment.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before also. This article talks about what being plus size, it being healthy or not, or it being normal or normalized.
Yeah, like.
So you want to tell us a little bit about it, Jackie? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it says can you be healthy at any size? So it could be a yes and it could be a no for some people. So for people who think that being plus size is not healthy, that's wrong, but it also depends on your body. It depends on yourself and your mentality, you know, how you think, how you value. You could be still a plus size person and still be a healthy person. Like, it doesn't have to be that every every plus size person is unhealthy. No, that's not true. But the thing is, that's what people think.
And it depends on your height.
That's what people
your size
think.
Depends on your height as well.
Mm-hmm. It's like,
your height
it even says on this that, yeah, but it's funny because here it says that the average size American woman is a 14. So that was back in the day, you don't hear that. Now they're saying this is the average size, a 14. And people say that's, you could be a 14 and you're fine. You have no health issues, no nothing. So, like, I'm a size 14. And I have no health issues at all, like at all. I've never had any health issues, no cholesterol, no diabetes, no whatever, pressure, blood pressure, nothing, you know. I've gained, I've been more than a 14, I've been a little less than a 14, but even when I was bigger than a 14, I think I was like 18 after I gave birth to my daughter and never had a health problem because of it. So, of course, you know, it's harder to go up the stairs and run. But
they're physical. I think there are physical things.
Yeah, it's
are more effective
stuff,
than your literal health. Because that's where
exactly.
I, like, when I've been at my heaviest and I'm a size 10, the worst thing that would happen is that my knees hurt a little bit more than, because I'm also short.
I'm getting
so
that
size
now,
10,
yes.
You know, like at a size 10, and being only 5'2", you know, I say 5'2", but it's probably 5'1". You know, like 5'1".
Really? You don't look that little.
So, like,
no.
I'm a short person, but being a size 10 and being, you know, at my biggest, I was like 170-something pounds, I was too heavy for my frame. So my physical body was, like, you know, strained. But I never went to the doctor, and they were like, oh, my God, you're going to, you know, die of a heart attack. Or because I was still very even though,
yes,
you know, I've always been a dancer. Even at my heaviest, I was a dancer.
Exactly.
I've always been, you know, somebody who loves to go out and wear my heels, and you know, so I've never been unhealthy. But yeah, my joints hurt, my knees hurt the most really when I was when I was heavier. And now that I've lost weight, I see that it, you know, moving and just even my dance book on my theater, everything is easier. But it had nothing to do with my size.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my size and my health, there's no real correlation unless you're eating unhealthy and you have pain. I'm a stress eater.
Exactly.
But I also eat all organic and, you know, and stay away from, you know, corn syrup, and I stay away from that stuff. But I was still
I know it's so hard.
It's
so hard to give up food and stuff.
I'm generally such a healthy eater, and I still was able to get to a size 10, you know? I just was eating too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's the thing is that
when
you're stressed and when you're stressed eating worse, you gain more weight because of the stress. So
yeah,
it's
exactly.
One of those things that you have to, like, stress was my most unhealthy thing I was going through.
No, and now summer's coming, so now everybody's like, oh, the summer's coming. You have to lose weight. You have to look this. You have to be, you know, sexy and all this stuff. And then it just puts stress on people, and then that's when people now eat more because everybody's stressing you because the summer's coming. Or the commercials, the diets, the sexy woman on TV. Now you're like, shit, you know, summer's here. Well, what am I going to do? Am I not going to go out the whole summer so people don't see me? You know. Am I just going to go out in the winter so I have a coat on? Nobody could see my shape. So it's very stressful. It's a very, very stressful situation to be, you know, a heavier size when people are, like, down your throat about it. So, and when people think people are just not healthy at all because of it. Just, like, come on, man. That doesn't mean you're not. You could be whatever. Yeah, at a certain, I'm pretty sure I'm not a doctor, but you know, at a certain size, and I'm talking about, you know, like heavier, like 500 pounds or something, I'm imagining that you could be healthy, but it does cause stress to your heart. So, you know, I don't know if that means you're unhealthy, but it does cause stress to your heart because your heart has to work. You know, the more bigger you are, the more the heart has to work to pump the blood. So it's not necessarily like, you know, I don't know. It's one of those situations that is kind of iffy because
I think it really is individual to each person.
Exactly.
What can be your heaviest? My heaviest for my size, for how like petite framed I am, is is a 10 before I start feeling like, oh, I look too big, but I also am not feeling at my best. You know, once I was getting past size 10, it's like I'm not feeling
great.
I need to back it up. And I think that everybody has their place where they know they feel comfortable or they don't. And you know it. You know it by, if you get tired moving around, then obviously, you know, you're not at your healthiest.
Exactly. I like the 10-12 range. I like the 10-12 range. I don't want to be smaller than a 10-12 range kind of thing. So
I never have had a goal to be a size 1. I never imagined myself there. I am sitting at a comfortable size 6 right now and feel very happy.
Nice.
And people have been telling me I look too skinny because they're so used to me being a thicker person. You don't know. And especially, let me tell you, like, Dominicana, pero ya para, like, you tell me, like, stop losing weight.
Yeah, like,
stop it.
You're too skinny, because we like to have, you know, we like to be chunky a little bit, you know, we don't like to be too skinny.
Yeah,
so.
Dominicans like
that
shape. Dominicans are about
the shape. Yeah. You're like, Stavia, are you so
skinny?
What's going on?
So they yell at me, they're like, my grandma's salon, I, you know, está poniendo muy flaca, they're getting too skinny.
Aww.
And I'm just like, boy, stop telling me that, like, I feel happy about my
exactly.
body, leave me alone.
Yes. Oh my God.
But from like a year ago, they were like, "Ay, tú sí te ves gorda. You're looking fat."
Oh, they'll tell you that. I've been hearing that all my life, my whole family, especially in DR, because in DR, I guess big size is not normal. I'm like, whatever.
it's so funny because 1 minute they'll tell you you're fat, and the other minute they tell you you're too skinny. And I'm like, well,
yep, that's true.
This is where I am. And
they do that before they even say hello. It's the first thing out of their mouth. Tú estás flaca, tú estás gorda. I'm like, really? Like,
really? I didn't see you for 3 months. Hi, Tia.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus. All right, what's this? I got mad. And don't forget to tune in with host Mike T on Thursdays at 8 p.m. to discuss all dating, sex, relationships, and marriage with guest experts, lawyers, and celebrities. Next, we'll bring in our love and dating, this guy that had stuff to say, but whatever. we're going to listen to Betty Yankee con Calma next, and you're listening to Jackie and Suhela with Plus Size Life Entertainment.
Desde que te vi supe que eras pa' mí. Dile a tus amigas que andamos ready. Esto lo seguimos en el after party. ¿Cómo te llamas, baby? Desde que te vi supe que eras pa' mí. Dile a tus amigas que andamos ready. Esto lo seguimos en el after party. Calma, yo quiero ver cómo ella lo menea. Mueve ese boom boom girl. Es una cocina cuando baila. Quiere que todo el mundo la vea. I love you boom boom girl. Con calma.
Party, mira tu paso, no, no, no pare. yes, she juggling Ari. Every way me go, me never left for at all. You say that me scope me at the Ram Dance, man. Ram it in a dance, I in a nation. You never know, say that me scope me at the Boom Shop. I take my never lay down flat and I want to go back. You say that me Yankee, I go reaching at the top.
Welcome back to Plus Size Live Entertainment. I'm your host, Jackie.
I'm your host. And I'm your host, Kayla. Welcome back.
Yeah, I think we're having a little bit of delay.
Yeah, love and dating. We had some issues with something on that, an article this man wrote. Actually, the entire like Plus Size community is kind of outraged by this conversation he had. He made a list of 15 reasons to date a bigger woman that was so ridiculously insensitive and cruel. It's just outrageous. I don't even have anything to say about some of the things he said on this list.
And it's
is
funny.
Ridiculous.
What's funny is that some of the reasons of the 15 that he says, you think it's because it's a good thing, but then it's really not, you know? Like, oh, heavier girls are better because they're better at cuddling. But is that a good or a bad thing? I don't know. I don't know if he's making fun of my, like, angels or what. What are you making fun of? Or is it that you really just like the extra meat, you know? But, yeah, he's ridiculous.
It's,
I mean,
it's vicious. So
Go ahead, say. No, I thought the one that was the I guess I don't know if they're worse than the other one, but like he says they are easy to ask out. Okay. Easy to ask out. But then he put fat girls are desperate again. Like, what the heck is that? That just because you're a plus size means that you're desperate to date? That doesn't mean that. But this is his reason. He's asking for the number one reason why. Yeah, they're easy to date because they're desperate. What the?
God. So one of the ones I thought was, you know, actually ridiculous was the calorie counting is out. So he said pretty much that, you know, like how skinny girls are always like, oh, my God, I can't have a slice of pizza. It's too many carbs. You
exactly.
know, I'm that person, and I was a side friend. I'd be like, no, not today, too many carbs. And I have the best friend who's, you know, I size double zero, who will be, like, scarfing down an entire pie. So I don't understand, why would you think just because she's plus size that she doesn't care, you know? Some people are like, no, pizza's too greasy for me. Even if they're fat, like, I don't understand. Like, that's so ridiculous.
Yeah,
I thought that was crazy. And also that a fat girl can cook, he said. And I was just like, that's not true either. I know tons of big people who cannot cook. And I said, I know skinny people cannot cook also. So it's like, as if you're a big girl, you can, you know how to cook.
Yeah,
that makes no sense.
Everybody that's big is a foodie. That's what I think. And then this one that he says, jealousy is a thing of the past. So means he's never has to feel jealousy because nobody's going to look at her. That's what he's saying. Like, you're so big, nobody's going to look at you, so he doesn't have to worry about it. And it's funny because I've heard cute girls, I've heard a couple of cute girls, one was a celebrity, say that they rather date uglier men because nobody will take them from them. So I'm like, what? Like, they purposely pick men that are not good looking. That's who they're attracted to, so they don't have to worry about jealousy. I'm like, what the hell? But whatever.
And then also the confidence one, like dating a girl just so that you feel better about yourself. Because you feel like you look better than her. That's crazy. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because
and then go in
what is,
until you feel good about yourself, and then you can go and date a skinny girl like that. That's
exactly. Yeah, like they're using you
there's
for.
So many
I need to look good, so let me get somebody bigger than me, so I can look good in front of them. What a doofus!
That's why I said.
Who's this
guy?
Now, picking a place to eat is easy. Big girls, this is what he put, big girls don't cry over restaurants. They go anywhere to eat. So he doesn't have to worry about taking them anywhere. It's just fast. You want to go to this, McDonald's, whatever?
Oh,
here.
Big girls don't have
wow.
standards? Like,
yeah, they don't have standards. Stuff. Yep, according to him.
I can't even.
Yeah,
so,
I...
anyhow, this man has crystals of the entire plus-size community, and so we're going to leave
yep.
you with that one to think about and be angry about because we all
yes.
need to stand up for ourselves and tell guys like that to go fuck
them. Yeah, forget them.
So,
forget them. So,
remember
yeah.
that we are here Tuesdays at 8. Please call
mm-hmm.
in. We want to talk to you guys. We want to get to know you guys. Get us your questions. I am Suhaila. You can find us at Plus Size Life Entertainment or at Suhaila, Z-U-A-T-I-L-A, and Jackie.
And I'm at I am Jackie underscore A. That's IamJackie underscore A. And don't forget to tune in for the countdown of the best hip-hop and R&B and reggae with 20 Diamonds on Fridays at 8. And Mondays at 9:30 with host Karishma and Nicole to join discussions of the Girlfriend Network. So, you know, come and check those shows out. Next, we're going to leave you with Leandra Johnson, Better Days. And we'll see you next week. You're listening to Plus Size Life Entertainment with Jackie and Suhaila.
Bye.
Bye.
But just